This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, the MUT student secures national spot at EDHE EPSA University 2026 and SAPRA recalls Enerpearl batches over incorrect milligram dosage. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The MUT third-year accounting student Sasanda Songlisha has secured second place in the Innovative Industries category at the KZN Regional Round of the EDHE EPSA Entrepreneurship University 2026. The competition was hosted by MUT in Durban on 11 to 12 August with students from UKZN, DUT and UniZulu taking part. Songlisha will now represent MUT at the National Round in Gauteng this November, her startup Pride Ride is an inclusive e-hailing service aimed at the LGBTQIA streaming community and people living with disability. The platform includes 24/7 panic buttons, live streaming cameras, vetted drivers, personalized accessibility settings, and wheelchair-friendly vehicles, addressing safety and discrimination gaps in public transport. In other news, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority has recalled four batches Regulatory Authority has recalled four batches of Enerpearl 10 milligrams area after post-marketing surveillance testing found a potency problem. SAPRA announced the quality recall on Tuesday, saying the batches manufactured on September and October 2024 did not meet the required milligram strength and may therefore be less effective. The blood pressure medication, which is also prescribed for animals by veterinarians, was flagged during field inspections by regulator. SAPRA is advising patients not to stop treatment without consulting a healthcare professional, warning that discontinuing abruptly could leave blood pressure inadequate, not controlled, and pose health risk. Pharmacies, suppliers, and healthcare facilities have been instructed to immediately identify affected stock, halt sales and distribution, quarantine the products, and return them through the approved supply chain. The regulator says it will continue monitoring medicines after they reach the market to ensure patient safety.
To be quite honest, it feels surreal.
And finally, U.S. rapper Kanye West will perform two shows at St. Petersburg Arena on October 10 and 11, organizers confirmed as part of his Ye concert tour 2026. The Russia dates come after several European concerts were cancelled following backlash over West's controversial remarks about Israel and Adolf Hitler and the release of a 2025 song referencing Hitler. West has since apologized, citing bipolar disorder and poor judgment. He will be one of a few major Western artists to perform in Russia since 2022, when many countries cut cultural ties with Moscow over the Ukraine conflict.
This is my dissertation, homie, this is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning.
In your weather reports this morning, Durban is sitting on 23, Eastcourt on 25, Giant Castle on 24, Ikobo on 27, Kokstad on 26, Ladysmith at 29, Margate at 23, and Moy River at 25, Newcastle at 27, Pietermaritzburg at 27, Port Shepstone at 23, Richards Bay at 24, with a 10% chance of rain, and Richmond of 26, St. Lucia, Australia 24, Ulundi 28, Underberg 25, and lastly Fryhead at 28 degrees Celsius. Recap of the top stories this hour. The MET student secures national spot at EDHE Absa University 2026, and SAPRA recalls Enerpearl batches over incorrect milligram dosage. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at the top of the hour. Signing out, I am Kazile Shinga, and these were your MET Radio News.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.